When I was a young child, I heard of the story of St. Maria Goretti. Of course, my grandmother and the people at church spared the gruesome details of it. And I always remember, man, how can she done what she done? How? I know that when I was at her age, my thought was not like her at all. Like, took a lot of courage, took a lot of love, took a lot of mercy, took a lot of forgiveness for Maria Goretti to do what she done. Stabbed 14 times, toward the point where when she was being taken home, her entrails were already falling out. 14 times, imagine that, like, man, I don't know. And in the midst of that, she forgave the one who hurted her. Such power, such love. Maria Goretti had very little. She came from a very poor family. And Alessandro took advantage of that poverty and lusted after her. And he allowed his lust to ultimately make him commit that crime. Because he couldn't have her. And that anger, that raw emotion took over him. And he committed a very grievous crime. But in the midst of all of that, Maria forgave him. And her richness, even though she was poor in the eye of the world, her richness was the richness of Christ. The richness of love, the richness of mercy, the richness not of this world. And in the gospel reading today, we hear that the Father will honor those who search me. But the honor that the Father gives to us is not the honor of this world. It's the honor of dying to ourselves, just like a grain of wheat falls to the ground, it had to die. So we had to die to ourselves. We had to break ourselves apart, our ego apart, so that we can get new life. New life not according to the sense of this world, but new life in Christ. We've already been buried with Christ in our own baptism. And so now we're dead to this world, says St. Paul, and live for Christ and for Christ alone. And it's not easy. It's not a one-time act. It's a daily act of pouring ourselves out, breaking ourselves apart, and letting our ego not take control of us, or our lusts, our sentiments, the things of this world take control of us, but to die to all of that so that Christ lives in us and through us. St. Maria Goretti is a hero. Not because of what she'd done in the eyes of this world. She was a hero or heroic in bearing two crowns, the crowns of virginity and the crown of martyrdom, because of her love for Christ. So may we too, in our own simple way, relying on him, so that perhaps in our own imperfect way, to love our enemy, love those who have hurt us. Love those who have some way have, because of their humanity, had manipulated, used us. Those who have stabbed us in the back, or those in some ways have not been Christ to us. Love them there. Just that Maria loved the one who have taken everything from her, but not her innocence. Not her courage, not her love, because those three qualities became her riches that she found in Christ Jesus, who had first loved her.